So Azadari is basically where people mourn, weep, and commemorate the martyrdom of great people like Imam Hussein alayhi salam. You'll see people crying, striking their chests, reciting poetry, beating drums, dressing up and reenacting what took place in Karbala in the year 61 Hijri. People who wear black, they'll raise flags and put on bandanas which have the name of Imam Hussein and his comrades. Globally, they'll go on marches in huge numbers, visit the shrine and grave of Imam Hussein in Karbala, and all of these things are forms of Azadari. Some people will write essays, articles, poems, and even make videos like this one. And this is too a form of Azadari and a remembrance of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. What's important for us to note is that none of these things are wajib. They're not compulsory. If someone doesn't cry or someone doesn't do any of these forms of Azadari, it doesn't mean that they're not a follower of the Shia school of thought, nor does it mean that they're no longer a Muslim. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, the sixth Imam, explains that there are three types of worshippers. One group among them worships him out of desire for his paradise, and this is the worship of traitors. Another group worships him for fear of his hell, and this is the worship of slaves. Yet another group worships him out of love for him, and this is the worship of the noble one. Just because Azadari is not wajib does not mean we shouldn't do Azadari, because in reality, Azadari is the path of love, something which goes beyond the jurisdictions of simply halal and haram. And the Holy Prophet said, Hussein is from me and I am from Hussein. Allah loves anyone who loves Al-Hasan and Al-Hussein. They are two of my distinguished descendants. It is out of love for the Holy Prophet and his Ahlul Bayt that Muslims do Azadari. And it is out of love of Imam Hussein that the day of his martyrdom is a day of mourning and grief. Imam Rida alayhi salam, the eighth infallible Imam, and the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet said, the one for whom the day of Ashura is a day of tragedy, grief, and weeping, Allah the Mighty, the Glorious, shall make the day of judgment a day of joy and happiness for him. The 12 Imams conveyed the knowledge of which had been passed down to them by the Holy Prophet, which makes perfect sense because the Holy Prophet himself said, O Fatima, every eye shall be weeping on the day of judgment except the eye which has shed tears over the tragedy of Hussein alayhi salam. Now, whenever we come across any ahadith, we should be very careful not to take them at face value. None of the noble ahadith books are 100% correct. The only book which is immaculate and without flaw is the Holy Quran. And thus, we have to find whether such ahadith contradict the Quran or not. So, here are 5 verses from the Holy Quran, the immaculate word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which make it absolutely clear that Azadari and the ahadith regarding Azadari are in line with Islamic teachings. Number 1. Firstly, we have the example of Prophet Yaqub weeping for the loss of Prophet Yusuf. The Holy Quran says, O my sorrow over Yusuf, and his eyes became white from grief because of the sorrow that he suppressed. This shows us that not only did a prophet weep over the loss of another personality, but he wept to such an extent that he actually went blind from weeping so much. Meaning, Prophet Yaqub did not just cry once or twice, he cried incessantly year in, year out. Number 2. Crying and doing Azadari of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is a recognition of the verse that we recite 10 times a day, اِهْدَنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. This verse refers to the messengers, the Holy Prophet and his Ahlul Bayt, those upon whom Allah has bestowed his favors, and those who have gone astray refers to their enemies. And so when Imam Hussein and his 72 comrades stood against the armies of Yazid, it was a manifestation of this noble verse of the Holy Quran. When you look at the battlefield of Karbala and see on one side, صَرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ, and on the other side, the ضَالِّينَ, seeing this reality leads the believers to tears. And referring to this reality, the Holy Quran highlights for us that weeping is sometimes one of the signs of having recognized the truth and seeing the reality. And when they hear what has been revealed to the Apostle, you will see their eyes overflowing with tears on account of the truth that they recognize. On one side, you see Hussein, the side of good, justice, and of truth. And on the other side, you see Yazid, the side of evil, oppression, and of falsehood. Thus, it is through seeing the truth and the reality of this timeless battle between good and evil, which causes tears to overflow. And you know, when you look at the event of Karbala, you can clearly see this path of truth and justice, and it makes us cry and weep, and we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keep us on that same path of truth and justice, that Sirat al-Mustaqim of Imam Hussein, which is the very same path of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. How can that not make a believer cry? Number 3. Then there's these verses from the Holy Quran, which I won't recite because you'd have to do sajda. The verses show us that some fell down prostrating and weeping when the verses of the Most Gracious were recited to them, and that the Quran increases them in humble submission. It can be argued that the event of Karbala is of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here was a man willing to give everything in the path of Allah. It shows us nothing but the beauty and the grandeur of Allah. When Sayyidah Zainab, the sister of Imam Hussein, was taunted about this in the court of Yazid, she said, "Ma ra'aytu illa jamila." I see nothing but beauty. The tragedy of Karbala certainly does inspire us to prostrate to Allah, to fall down weeping before Allah. While the verse itself does not show directly people crying over not being able to be with the Prophet or over someone's death, it does show us that weeping out of awe of Allah, weeping when the verses are recited and the signs are shown, is something with divine origin. And thus, the stand of Imam Hussein to uphold the Sunnah of the Holy Prophet in the face of unsurmountable tragedies is most surely a sign of Allah. Number 4. Another verse which sheds further light on this is the verse, "Nor is there blame upon those who, when they came to you, that you might give them mounts, you said, 'I can find nothing for you to ride upon.' They turned back while their eyes overflowed with tears out of grief that they could not find something to spend for the cause of Allah." This verse shows us that there were those who wished to fight alongside the Holy Prophet against the oppressors of their time, but they were unable to because there weren't enough horses for battle. So these people turned back while their eyes were overflowed with tears of grief. The Holy Quran tells us that there is no blame upon them. What's beautiful here is that those who cry for Imam Hussein, it is out of love for the Holy Prophet, his message, and his Ahlul Bayt that we wish we were with Imam Hussein. In fact, Imam Rida has said, "If you wish to have the reward of the martyrs that were alongside Imam Hussein, whenever you remember Imam Hussein, then say in your heart and with your soul, 'Oh, how I wish I had been with you, Imam Hussein. Ya laytani kuntu ma'akum.'" Those who genuinely cry for Imam Hussein are wishing that they could have fought against the enemies of Islam, the enemies of the Ahlul Bayt, the enemies of the Quran, and the enemies of the Holy Prophet. And if such people weep out of grief for not having been able to help the cause of the Holy Prophet at that pivotal moment in Islamic history, then the Quran says there is no blame on them. Number 5. The Holy Quran also explains how these tears go hand in hand with patience and a recognition of the fact that everything is in the hands of Allah. Those who say when afflicted with calamity, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un," are the ones on whom God's blessings and mercy descend, and they are the ones who receive guidance. This is precisely what Imam Hussein did when he carried his baby boy in his arms, whom the enemies of Islam had slain with a three-pronged arrow. It is through remembering the pain and the suffering of Imam Hussein in the path of serving Allah that we gain the courage and strength to endure the pains and the struggles in the path of servitude of Allah. This, brothers and sisters, is azadari. And through this azadari, we strive to get a greater understanding of the trials and tribulations faced by those who truly sacrificed everything for the sake of Allah, in order that we too might be able to walk the path of the great martyrs of the past. The Holy Quran shows us that shedding tears for the sake of Allah, out of awe of His signs, for the sake of not being able to fight for the cause of the Holy Prophet, for the sake of being distanced from the great personalities of the past, that weeping is a part of faith and is something not to blame. Further, the Holy Quran describes weeping as a trait of the believers and the prophets of Allah. Imam Hussein was preferred by the Holy Prophet, who loved him, and the Holy Prophet's preference comes before our own. That's why our love for Imam Hussein as Muslims ought to be greater than the personal love we have for our friends and our relatives. And so, even though azadari is not wajib, it is a beautiful form of expressing that love, and it has a firm basis in the ahadith and the Holy Quran, the immaculate word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should hate what the Holy Prophet hated, and we should love what the Holy Prophet loved.
Where have you?